guys.
Hey guys.
Welcome back to Kicking It with Steph and Tam.
Happy Saturday.
Yeah, it's Saturday.
Except it's Monday when you're listening, but we're recording it on a Saturday.
Yeah, and so remember last time, hopefully you listened last time.
Yeah.
It was snowy in a snowstorm, and now it is literally almost 70.
Yes.
Like, I'm about to get sunburned.
Nice. I know, I'm surprised you haven't yet.
I know. Well,
I feel like if you manage a sunburn when it was snowy,
today, I can do it today.
You better put some sunscreen on.
I know, and I really want to because I don't. Okay, yeah. So I'm going to Hawaii in August.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, for a wedding.
Yay!
Yeah, but that's like prime running season.
Oh.
And so I'm going to have really bad sports bra tans, but I really don't want to. But you can't run naked.
But you can't run in a tube top.
No! But so I'm going to have to get some serious spray tans.
Yeah. And serious sunscreen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm all about sunblock. Because I'm already getting wrinkles.
No, you're not. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's true.
See? No, you're good.
Yeah,
just around the perimeter of your strap, you just like put like the, you know, like you should put like the zinc oxide.
Oh my god, so I'm just white. Actually, I took off my jacket in a meeting, and the other new guy, he like texted me later. He's like, "How are you so tan in the winter?" Because he only runs inside during the winter. But I'm like, I run outside, and it was snowy. I don't know. It reflected.
You somehow managed to get a tan. So are you gonna run today?
So today I already ran to and from the gym.
Okay.
But it's only like a mile or a mile and a half or something. So I might go again because it is so gorgeous.
I know.
Got to get that vitamin D.
I know. I want some. So I wanted to get out and do a walk or do something today in the sun, sit on the patio, whatever. I have my facial today.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm like super excited about, but it's right smack dab in the middle.
Yeah.
1:30.
Oh, yeah.
It's 2 hours.
Oh, gosh.
So you should go. And I realize that is like not a big problem to have, but it feels like, man, I wish I did that first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be in a dark room and it's gonna be super relaxing, but I'm missing out.
And you go outside, you're like, oh,
I know. I'm totally missing out on the.
Well, at least it stays later or lighter later, so.
Right. Maybe I can get on the patio around 4.
Yeah.
Sip, chill, soak up some sun.
Totally.
So I am a gardener. You know this, right?
Oh yeah. That's what I wanted to do. I kind of wanted to introduce us a little better.
Yeah.
Because last time we didn't even say our ages.
Oh.
Not that people care, but like maybe it'll get better, give better contact.
Right.
Text.
Yeah.
Because I can talk right now.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think I said I was 36.
Did you?
I think I did. But I'm 36 and you are
26.
26, that's right.
How
so
crazy.
You're my millennial, which I'm technically a millennial by 1 year, but I don't really think like one. Like
yeah,
you
but you're hip.
So you're really handy for me. Like you've taught me things.
And you've taught me things. Like I feel like you're fashion guru, like yes.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm, I feel like I'm not.
You're, you know the tech stuff that I need to know.
That you need to know.
Yeah.
Also, I tried having my friends do Marco Polo, and they literally thought it was, like, so stupid.
So I got Tam on Marco. Well, what do you think?
It's actually kind of fun because me and Rebecca do it.
See?
And but then she sent the longest one. It's, like, this long video, and I was like, yeah, so into it. And I'm like, I have things to say. But then by the end, we had already... Yeah.
Like, oh my god. Because you forgot it all?
I forgot.
I don't take notes. My sis does. And it, I find myself like, what did she say? What did she say? And like long pauses. But if you do take notes, like don't forget to respond. It's a little bit better. But,
but
there's
anyway.
A certain amount of grace that goes along with Marco Polo.
What do you
so
mean?
If like, I mean, like if I know I send a long one, I don't expect somebody to remember everything I said in, you know.
Yeah. That's
but
true.
I put it out there and. I think it's fun.
Yeah,
but
guys.
I can see how your friends would think it's cheesy.
Yeah. So everybody just hop on Marco Polo and...
Yeah.
Marco us?
Yeah, is Marco us.
And then we'll polo back?
Yes, it's so fun.
It is.
And it can be short, it can be long. There's no funny filters. It's an adult version of Snapchat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it never goes away, although you can delete them.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, I deleted one.
You did. Yeah. You have to show me. And that's why I love having you around.
Yes.
I mean, so when you're in your 30s, I'm going to be in my 40s. And so at that point, you're going to need a millennial, a 10-year younger than you person that we can learn from. So
you find young friends.
Well, actually, I do.
17 The guys.
The guys are super young.
They are 20. I'm like, let's go to a bar. Like, let's just, like, go get appetizers and wine. And they're like, I can't walk into a bar. And I'm like, oh, what? Excuse me? Who am I hanging out with right now? And they're like, I'm 20. And I'm like, why? Why are you 20?
Wait a second. Well, yeah, so get knowledge from them.
Yeah.
Because we got to keep the, you know.
That youth. Yeah.
Yes. So yeah. Tam worked at a jet center, which I think is really cool. She flies. She flies.
I do, jets. Yeah. Well, not jets. Small planes. Cessnas. It is an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
So I can fly, although I don't have my pilot's license yet. But
how far away are you from that?
A few hours.
That's
like
awesome.
10 it's or 20. So cool. Yeah. Yeah, so it is pretty cool. So working there, it's my second job because it's, like, so fun, and the guys are, like, really fun to hang out with. And the guys I'm talking about are line guys, and they go and fuel all the jets and everything. So they do all the heavy lifting, and I just sit and answer the phones.
Watch Kardashians.
Yes. And then you get, like, the basic pictures. Like, I'm going to go take a picture of the sunset and that.
Yeah.
Plane right there, which I did take pictures. and then the guys make fun of you. But yeah, so that's my second.
Her dad is a, what, pilot?
Yeah, a corporate pilot. So, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Runs in the family. And my mom was a pilot, too.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, that's how they met.
That is
it was
so
super cute.
Does she still fly?
No, she had to stop when she had kids.
Why?
My fault. To raise us.
Oh, but can she on the side as for fun?
Or no? Oh, yeah. Like, when I was learning, she came up with me one time, and I was like, well, don't forget this, and don't forget this. And, of course, she's not going to forget. She, like, was flawless.
Really?
Yeah. So she still got it if she wants to fly.
That's cool.
Yeah. But anyway, I super cut you off right in the beginning. You said you're a gardener.
Oh, yes.
And you got all those seeds.
So that's a little thing. Yes, that's one of my things.
Oh, yeah.
One of, like, my main things. So I would say, like, I love to cook. I cook and bake. That I love food. I love to eat. I love to, you know, have good wine, have good food, all of that. And then out of that came, like, I want a garden because I want good veggies,
fresh
right?
Veggies, yeah.
And then that became, like, my favorite hobby.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it kind of hard, though?
Yes, but it's hard if you're, like, a perfectionist, but I'm not a perfectionist.
Okay.
So there's always going to be fails. There's always going to be wins. Sometimes you, like, have way more tomatoes than you have, you know, another thing. You just have to take the good with the bad. And I don't really too much worry about it because I do have King Supers down the street.
Isn't right. That like,
yeah.
Well, that's our local grocery store.
We'll have
store.
A cucumber this summer.
Yeah, no, but that's really cool because my family is not great at gardening. I don't know how many times my mom tried to start a garden and just, like, failed. And I'm like,
really?
I think that runs in the family. I'm not
no,
going to try
I mean,
that.
It's, like, just basic, right? You have your dirt. You have your seed.
Yeah.
Water and sun. So it's, like, really. And then here and there, you're going to have, like, okay, well, that got too much sun. But
yeah.
Something's going to grow. Something's going to, you know, you're going to move it to another spot next year. But
so, like,
so if you maintain watering it, you're going to have veggies.
Is it different than trying to keep flowers alive in your house?
I mean, in the sense that they need sun and water, no.
Oh, because my flowers die.
Because you probably either didn't water them or put them by a sunny window. I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. Look at how dark it is in here. I mean,
well,
it's kind of light.
Yes. But, you know, there are plants that don't mind the shade. So, I don't know. It's just, like, if you're into it.
Yeah.
And I have plants right now. I have two trays of sprouting, like, 2 inches.
Oh, wait. But isn't there supposed to be a snow before Mother's Day or something?
Well, they're in my basement. And we got a grow light. So, this
oh.
is, like, big time for us.
So, can you grow weed, too?
Yeah, totally.
I'm just kidding.
So we have 2 trays, all kinds of veggies, okra, eggplant.
Yum.
Let's see. We did everything that takes a long time, so it's going to get a head start. So tomatoes, peppers, and that kind of stuff, and some flowers. And
do you research all this before you go and get the seeds?
Or this year, I ordered seeds online from, like, a client of mine gave me her recommendation. I think I talked about it last time. It's called Baker's Creek, and it was super fun. So they came in the mail, and they're really good seeds. I think, I don't know enough to say, like, if you need a, like, really good seed or not, but they're non-GMO and
all that. What about, like, the certain, like, an eggplant? Before you go and say, I want an eggplant seed, do you, like, go and research, like, what am I going to have to do?
Oh, yeah, you probably should, because you need to see how, like, long it takes.
It's different.
Like, so we have a short grow season in Colorado, so that's what's fun about starting it with a grow light. Okay. So, like, something like an eggplant, like, we grew them last year and they didn't produce much bigger than, like, a grape, you know? So, hopefully, we can extend it.
Yeah.
By doing that. And then I have the hoop house on top of the garden, so I'm going to start stuff early
that way, too, and leave it
in longer. So it extends your grow season.
Okay.
So that was my, like, Saturday morning, like, woohoo! I walked downstairs and I had, like, plants growing.
Nice.
I know.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
And then you always make a bunch of yummy food, like, from Louisiana, right?
Cajun food?
Oh, Cajun, yeah.
I do not make food. I love to cook. Red beans and rice and jambalaya. I don't make, like, all the things Southern.
But just
those are, like, my go-tos. So that's what I know how to do. And I can make a gumbo, but I'm not, like, the world's best. I make good cornbread.
Yum. Yeah, I'm more into easy peasy recipes. Like, all the vegetables with some seasoning. If I get creative, I'll put seasoning on.
Gosh,
but, like, honestly, I need to learn how to season
my
food.
You've gotten better. When I first met Tam, she would, like, literally not salt, even salt and pepper her meat when she cooked it.
It's true. I did start peppering my meat.
Good. And salt?
I think salt, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make sure this time.
And she eats weird things like ketchup, or no. Mustard and cucumber. That's one of the weirdest.
Yum. It's, like, crunchy.
To me, it's weird.
But then
it's
probably delicious. Tangy. It's so good.
I mean, I love mustard, so it can't be that bad.
Yeah.
It just seems like a weird combo.
Yeah, and then I put mustard on my broccoli, which is, like, still so amazing.
That
because
just
it
doesn't
just
sound good to me. I just never think of mustard as a dip.
Well, it's more like you just eat the mustard. And then the broccoli's there for crunch.
Oh, Pam eats more veggies than anybody I know, which I think is amazing. I eat a lot of, I try, I mean, I cook them every meal, and then here and there, I'll eat a salad.
Yeah,
I get lazy with my salads because it's a lot of work.
It really is, and then you're like, you eat it all, and then you're hungry.
Kind of, yeah, unless you, like, pack it full.
But I've come a long way. Like, just a few years ago, I was not eating this many vegetables.
Really?
And I wasn't eating this
well. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I've been health conscious, but it was more fitness related.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Whereas, like, I'm like, well, I just ran 10 miles. I'm going to eat whatever I want.
Oh, okay.
And I would eat, like, all the frosting and all of the cookies. And then, like,
because you have
pizza.
An insane sweet tooth.
Yeah. I love sweets. Like, I have cookies in my cabinet right now. But I made them. They're paleo. But there's still, like, a bunch of sugar in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've just, like, for some reason, my taste buds have changed and matured just as I have.
Just as you have.
And so I'm, like, really trying out new veggies. Like, squash is a must.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, zucchini. But I'll also do spaghetti squash. And then, like, just got into eggplant.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah,
and
it's
spongy.
So weird. You know, it's funny. I grow it for the challenge, but I don't really like it.
It's, yeah.
I mean, I
that
like
one you have to season.
You do. It is spongy, though.
Yeah, and it's odd. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. So I just, like, roasted it in the oven. But I think you can make it sweet or savory.
Sweet?
Yeah, so this time I made it savory and I put, like, turmeric and garlic and onion and all that stuff. And, like, whatever, it just tasted like that because it just picks up what you put on. But I think you can put, like, cinnamon and nutmeg and make it, like, sweet.
Really? That just sounds weird because, you know, it has that bitter kind of flavor to it.
Yeah, the skin is kind of, yeah.
Do you peel it?
No. Are you supposed to?
I think you should. I think, doesn't the skin get kind of hard?
It gets a little tough.
Yeah, it gets a little tough.
But yeah, so always trying out new veggies. And then I'm always on Instagram and people are like eating weird things. And I'm like, yeah, I want to eat that
too. Try that too, yeah. So, which is just how it goes. You know how it starts. It's like you just start trying new things and before you know it, you're cooking up a storm.
I know. Yeah, and my mom just made the best eggplant lasagna. It was so good.
So did she cut it super thin, layer it with like,
yeah, and she breaded it, and then it was like all the tomatoes.
Oh, she breaded it and fried it first. Yeah. Yum.
It was so good.
Yes. Yeah. So that's the way that I like eggplant. Like eggplant parmesan, or like that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Fried. See, with a marinara sauce. It's just, and cheese.
I get too lazy. I put, you know what I did? Oh my God. I just roasted it with all that stuff and then my zucchini. So I roasted that together. And then it's all turmeric-y. And I'm like, yeah, that's good. And so then I just threw some tomatoes on there, some diced tomatoes. And I'm like, that's as good as a sauce.
Was it cold or warm? It was warm?
It was warm.
Okay.
It was very bland.
Yeah. I do not like canned tomatoes if they're not like cooked down for a while.
Oh, maybe I
can taste the can.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet that's a thing.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Huh?
Well, yeah. So, I have some work to do on that. But
it's pretty cool. I mean, you have come a long ways.
Yeah, my eating habits.
With your eating habits.
It's true.
Yeah.
But it's not so bad that, like, it gets in the way of me going out. Because I will still go out and chow down.
Will you?
Yeah.
I mean, because I haven't seen you really chow down on anything. That's not healthy.
That's what everybody says.
So I'm not sure you do that.
Last night, I wanted a cheese stick. Like, not like a cheese stick. Like,
I was going to say, what?
No, like a mozzarella stick. Like, melted, fried. Breaded.
Oh my God. With the marinara. So good.
Yeah. I was like, somebody just get that for me and I will eat them all. I just want cheese.
And
I didn't get it. I went to bed instead. But I really wanted it.
But you really wanted it. But see, that is what the difference.
What?
You didn't get it.
Mainly because I was lazy.
And healthy. I would have been like, you know, cheese sticks is not my jam because that to me would make me feel sick if I ate too many.
But they're so good.
If I have a craving, I usually figure out how to make it or buy it.
Yes. So, cravings, I have learned, because my period, sorry if there's any guys listening, but my period is so insane that, like, the moods I get and the cravings I get throughout those 4 weeks are just, like, insane.
4 weeks?
Leading up between periods.
Okay.
So, like, if mine is due, I will get PMS symptoms 2 weeks before, so it's just like a whole month, you know. But like I get really bad cravings for carbs, like bread and crackers and all that, and I have just learned like indulge because it's only gonna be like a week
and
I'm not going
to work hard enough to just go for that.
Yeah, and then your body isn't like stressed because it like wants something, but just as long as you give it just a little,
right,
you know. And then it calms down and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm better. Instead of being like, you can't have that because you're trying to be healthy. So
I heard a myth. I'm sure it's a myth, but I believed it my whole life that you burn more calories that time of the month. So
maybe.
Your body makes up for it. So really it, well, you know, it's okay to indulge a little bit. Like it's a natural thing and your body makes up for it.
I believe that. I believe you burn a few more calories because your body temperature is higher and it's working.
Yeah,
to do something. So it's like doing stuff.
I just mean to, you know, eat healthier. And I eat healthy, though. I got to figure it out. I bought some tea so I could lose a little weight.
That tea
didn't work.
Oh yeah, you were supposed to bring it to me because I will try it.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, the other tea.
Well, yeah.
Here's the thing about losing weight. I feel like it can't be about losing weight,
right?
Like if you,
I'm not one to focus on like that.
Yeah, if you lose weight in the process of doing something else, then that's good.
Yes.
So like your focus shouldn't be on
the weight.
The weight, right. But it should be on like, I want to incorporate this food more, or I want to add this more, instead of, like, restricting. So I think it's all about what you eat and,
or
like,
just moving.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. And that's something I don't do enough of in the summer, in the winter, because I do hate the cold so much. And that is really the ticket for me. Because, but also adding way more vegetables in each one of my meals is something I also try to do. But
and then moving, it can even just be like walking to the mailbox like every day or something little that you weren't doing before.
Right.
Like your body will respond to it. And being in Colorado this winter, it was like warm. It was like spring.
I know, but I still didn't take advantage.
Oh my gosh.
You know what, though? Also, because it's dark. It's dark early, and I think it's hard. I don't know. It's hard for me to be motivated in the wintertime. And that is just like a personal problem. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, no, I just don't have that motivation. So I walked a few times this week, and I'm working on my veggies.
Yeah, that's good. And I have been like, so I usually run, but I've been so into walking.
I know, you told me that's
my
awesome.
Gosh. So at lunch, it is insane. At lunch, I'll either run like a mile or two, or I will walk like 3.5. And I'm like, I think I'm just gonna walk today.
Yeah.
And it's so nice. And like, I get pretty sweaty.
I was just gonna say, Tam, like, will snap me or send me a Marco after her like lunch, and she is literally like bright red, sweaty hair, in workout clothes in her cubicle. I'm like thinking to myself, they don't care.
Yeah, all my introverts, I don't think they have it in them to tell me to put on real clothes or to stop sweating in the office. So I'm going to do it until
but
they say something.
The best part of it is that you don't care. Like, that's my favorite part of that. Is that she's just like, this is normal. And her hair is in a messy bun and it is wet and her face is red. And oh my gosh, I'm like, that is hilarious.
I know, and I tried doing it at the salon, but, like, people at the salon are, like, hoity-toity, and they like their stuff clean and their hair clean and everything, so
wasn't a great image. You were the first person they would see, you know, coming
but
into
I
the salon.
But I love my messy bun. I think it's so cute.
I mean,
cute.
That can be, but it can't be sweaty.
To mat it down and slick it back like a Kardashian, you know?
Right.
But, no, it didn't come out like that.
No, it didn't work for me. And she wear, like, yoga pants.
Yeah, I still do.
And
every day at work.
Try to pull them off to be like dress pants or something.
Totally.
They're like, you can't wear those.
But it was so good for me. I loved it because you guys like really taught me how to be an adult and how to be presentable.
And
so I learned a ton.
You did learn a ton. Like, I learned a ton about like interacting with people, customer service, you know.
And speaking of, I have a presentation on Tuesday for my new job with a new client.
Okay.
And I'm going through the whole implementation process on how to, I'm teaching them how we collect their data and everything that goes on and who will be like their best point of contact. I am so nervous.
Oh, don't be.
Oh my gosh. It's over the phone. So
oh, perfect. So you won't have to like see the people that you're talking. Is that a group?
It's it's a lot of people. It's like a bunch of our people that I work with and then all of their team. And so I just have to like act like I know everything. I do know everything.
You do. Yeah.
It's just like when I can replay it in my head and I'm like, yes, I got this. I'm so confident. And then the second I have to say it out loud, I'm like, but I think like interacting with all those people at the salon,
it helps.
So I'll report back and see how that
and
went.
You can do that. And they won't even know that your hair is sweaty and you are bright red and wearing workout clothes.
I know. Except I think I'm going to, like, actually dress up to make myself feel
I
so
good.
Yes, I
think that is a thing.
Even though it's over the phone, I'm like, I'm going to put on my big girl pants. I'm going to do my hair. I'm going to do my makeup. And I'm going up to the Cheyenne office. So instead of in Loveland, I'm going north so that I can
be a little more focused.
No, I'm going to be with my mentor up there.
Nice.
So he's been teaching me, and he thought it would be fun to just be there together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to do it in front of him, but he's heard me stumble across it, like, a million times already. And he's like, you're getting better.
Well, they asked you to do it for a reason.
Yeah, so they think I have this huge personality.
You do. Yay.
But in that setting, I'm like, hi. Like, don't talk to me.
Well, no, you'll do great.
Yeah, so that's really fun.
Yay.
Yeah.
So, okay, the hair thing, like the sweaty hair thing, reminded me of the weirdest thing that I saw.
What?
Okay, so I was at a red light looking in my rear view mirror, and this girl, I'm not kidding you, was flat ironing her hair.
No.
Yes.
How does that work in your car?
It had a cord and everything, so I'm assuming it plugged into the cigarette lighter.
But how?
I don't know.
Was it a portable
straightener? Full-size straightener. And she was just like, and I wanted to be like, lady, you're going over it too many times right in front of that piece of hair is going to fry. Like, as she's waiting, I'm assuming she only does this at a red light.
No.
And she wasted so much time on this one piece, like, over and over and over. And I'm like, go over into the back where it's fuzzy.
You should have, like, honked at her and been like, hey.
One pass only in the front.
Actually, I pass over the front, like, a zillion times. Kylie tells me it's all dead.
It's so bad. It's thinner. Your hair in the front is thinner, right? And so it's going to be more
sensitive.
Yeah, look, I got... I have no split ends.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
I know, Sarah really cut my hair though. Look how short it is.
Looks good. Gosh, what is Sarah up to? I saw her list Sarah's her house.
Great. Yes, she's
so
great.
So exciting. I feel like I should go over there and just pop in and say hi. You totally should. Probably wouldn't.
And she's got the cutest kids on the planet.
I haven't seen her boy since he was like one. He looks like
Maggie, like a boy version. Oh, he's cute. Precious. Oh, super cute.
So cute. Yeah, I want to go over there and say hi.
You should. And you should pop in the salon too more.
When is she even there?
Well, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Wait, Tuesdays and Thursdays? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no. When you're at work, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darn. That'll
work for you.
I know. I should come in. I'm in a much better place to come in and say hi. Although, some people I don't want to see.
Yeah. Oh, damn. That was fun. I'm glad I got to be a part of that. Watching you like kind of stumble in a salon, not having any idea of what to do,
crash and bang right out.
Oh my gosh!
It was
and
like
I would be like, "Tam, you can't say that."
Oh
or,
gosh, I know.
Or do you remember making phone calls and just like being like so black and white and almost rude to people? And so I was like, "You have to say, hey, how's your day?"
And blah, I'm like, blah, even blah. If I don't care about their day, like I just. Really like, doing business here.
Yeah. How did we hire you for that job?
I don't know. I think it's because I said I like cleaning.
Oh, I don't remember that. I think Kylie and I interviewed. No.
Yes.
Caitlin and I interviewed you.
Yeah.
And we just like talked the whole time.
Yeah. And I was like, is this an interview?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
I don't think Sarah should let me interview anymore.
No.
Because I made another mistake.
You're so nice though.
I'm like,
you're
I
like,
love her.
You see the amazing parts of people that nobody else would ever see. And you're like, yes. She's going to be great. She's got a good soul. I don't even know how you see their soul. But that's what you see. And you just are so optimistic about everybody. Well, where I am like, get this girl out of here. I don't like the way she looked at me.
Yeah, she is not going to work. Well, yeah. We had another situation where me and Kylie hired the wrong person for a reception job, and
it was a hard job.
It was a disaster.
Oh my god!
No, it wasn't like you, where you just like you know were a little bit rude and didn't wear regular clothes. This lady was a disaster. So bad
we had to change.
No.
Oh.
No, we had to change locks. It was before that. Oh yeah.
Oh my
That's
God.
How off we were.
At least I wasn't Kylie the worst.
We had to apologize like a million times. No.
To everybody?
To Sarah, because she's like, you guys do the interviews.
Oh. So
and
sad.
She's so crazy.
You guys are all so trusting. I've never met women who are like so nice to each other.
We have an amazing environment, don't we?
Yeah.
Nobody argues. Nobody fights. It's really
so nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. Except for the receptionist. Gosh.
We are set right now. Lisa and Val are amazing.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Finally.
So, I know. Finally. It's taken long enough.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, no, that was such a good learning opportunity.
So, Tam has this hilarious thing where she meets guys in the sauna. So, have you met anyone in the sauna today at the,
you know what?
Gym?
So, yeah, the sauna is a very intimate place. It's about, like, as big as your, like, small little kitchen nook. It's, like, so small. And so, like, some people will talk to each other, and then, like, everybody's just listening. A lot of people bring their music in, but I decide not to take my phone because... I
love that.
It's, like, well, first of all, it's, like, 180 degrees. Your phone's gonna break. But I just like sitting there and, like, dealing with my thoughts, which I come it's to really find out healthy. I don't have many. But yeah,
so you're really relaxed.
So relaxed. And then I see the same people all the time. So I'm like, why not just say hello this time? And so it gets me out of my comfort zone, you know, that confidence building. I haven't been in there though for the last like week. I don't know what's up. I think I've like, my schedule's been a little off. Huh. But
so you didn't make any friends in the sauna this
week? I haven't made any new friends, but some of the guys that I've met in the sauna, I've seen them out in the weight room.
Okay.
We don't talk out there, though.
No.
It's not as intimate, you know?
You'd have to sit, like, right next to them.
Yeah.
With your, I don't even know. Like, I can't.
Your dumbbells?
I'm like,
hey, hey, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, actually.
Can you pass me the 10-pounder?
One of the guys, oh, the guy that I was telling you about. I did run into him in the weight room, except he, like, scoped me out and purposely did a workout next to me. And at first I was like, oh, okay, cool, like, you're gonna be my friend. But then he kept on winking.
And he was like, winking?
Yeah, like,
for real?
He would say like something this? And, like, wink. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty sly. But I'm like, I feel like you're flirting and I'm not in that place. Like, yeah. I just want to be your friend. And so I had to, like... Well, I didn't not go on purpose, but I did make plans to not go
back to the gym?
At that time.
Oh, okay.
Because he was like, oh, you should come back and, like, we should work out. Because we had so much fun.
Yeah.
I made him go through a workout, which was awesome to, like, have somebody do a workout with me.
Uh-huh.
And he was so into it, which is very different from the men that I usually deal with. But I just didn't want to lead him on.
And so, you were not into him.
No, but he seems like a really nice guy. Yeah. Obviously, our conversation is like...
You just want to be friends.
Yeah. I'm going to do me.
Sauna friends.
I'll talk to you in the sauna. We'll just sweat a ton and talk. And I don't want anything else.
And nowhere else.
So, but yeah. There is one guy that I want to reconnect with.
Yes.
At the gym.
Okay.
So... In college at CSU, we were on the shotgun team together, and I thought he was so cute, but, I mean, obviously that's past, like, whatever. But so we were on the team for, like, a few years together, so, like, we would travel together, and we would, like, hang out all the time, but it's not like we were close. He was just, like, kind of in with, like, all the other guys.
Okay.
So I just knew of him.
Okay.
And it was so funny because over the summer, I noticed that he, like, went to the gym, but I couldn't place who he was. So I was like, this kid looks so familiar. And then I finally figured it out. And so I see him constantly. And, like, we catch each other's eyes. And I'm like, I feel like you know who I am. And I for sure know who you are.
Or he's like, where do I know her? I know her.
Right? Yeah. And so I want to be like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm Tamara. You remember me? You want to be friends? No,
he's got to remember you.
Right. Yeah, how could you not?
I know. With a face like that.
And then, he had a perfect view of me talking to the other guy. And, you know, when I talk and, like, tell a story, like, my arms are, like, going. And, like, oh, my gosh, I'm just so into it. And so, like, there's no way you can't remember that.
Right.
So I just want to be like, hey.
Yeah, do it.
You should say hi next time we see each other. Or, but, like,
you know what
be friends.
I hate is I'm not...
Because when I go up to them, they're like, oh, she wants it.
No, right? I just think that men should be, and maybe this is just me.
Oh, take more initiative?
I do.
Yes.
I feel like that is just how it should be. So in my mind, if I were you, I would be like, if he doesn't have enough, like, you know, guts or whatever to come and talk to me, then he doesn't get to talk to me.
That's true. But, and I have been reaching out to all of these people. But it's mainly because I want friends. I think it'd be different if it were, like, if I wanted him to be something more.
Yeah.
Which I actually have an amazing story about that.
Yes.
So, one of my old best friends, we were roommates here to start with in college. And then she moved down to the Springs.
Okay.
To finish off school. Or maybe she started there. Oh, yeah. She started in the Springs.
Okay.
A community college. And she kept telling me about this guy that was so gorgeous. And she's like, he's so amazing. And I want to talk to him. And like, oh, my gosh, he's so cute. And he's so smart. And she just kept on telling me. And me being me, I'm like, go talk to him. Like, yeah. Go introduce yourself. Do something. And she was the one that was like, if he wants to talk to me, he can. And so he...
Did he ever?
They're married. Oh. With a baby on the way. So he eventually talked to her, and they were like lab partners, and after that, inseparable. So then she came up here, and he would drive up every weekend and everything.
And that's how it should be.
Oh my gosh.
But so cute. I will say, I feel like, as a spectator, there are fewer and fewer men doing that.
Yes. Nobody, like the guy who... kept winking at me.
Yeah, well, that's...
If I didn't say hi first, he would have never said hello to me on that day. So
in the sauna. Fault.
In the sauna or even in the gym after that.
Oh, he was just winking, but he wanted you to talk.
Yes. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to take the initiative because apparently I think I'm amazing.
This is getting awkward.
Yeah. So I'm like, hey, I see you and you see me.
Right.
What's up? So... it's not in me to wait.
Yeah.
But maybe it should be because that was a cute love story, you know?
It is a cute love story. And I think it's just the way, in my opinion, it should go.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we make it... it shouldn't be too easy. But...
I make it really easy.
I don't think that. Although that's not what I mean. But, maybe it's like, not so easy. In general, I think that guys aren't having to work as hard at, like... you know, wooing you or women or like, let's go on a date or making that initiative.
Yeah, there's no courting anymore. Can I get your
phone number? No.
It's always like, oh, I'll find you on Instagram or something. Yeah. It's like, could you just ask me for my number and like literally call me? Right. Like, don't throw me one of these texts that say, hey, what's up?
No.
Like, call me. A man.
Yes. Use your words.
Yeah.
So... Matt, like, we were super young, and he still knew what was up and, like, how to be, you know.
Good.
And
yeah. Oh, yeah, because when did you meet? At 18?
In high school. So we're high school sweethearts. So we were senior year.
Yeah.
And, like, he was 18, I was 17. Okay. And right after high school, I broke up with him.
Oh!
Yeah. And I was just like, this isn't going to work. And I mean, and it wasn't like I had these like really, oh, I know what it was. Because he moved to Windsor. It wasn't even far away. In my mind, it was
so
far away.
So you were still in Fort Collins?
Yeah.
And I was Windsor. Like, Windsor is 20 minutes away, maybe 25. Yeah. It's not going to work. This is too long distance.
And so I totally broke up with him. And he was not going to have it. Like, wasn't going to have it. Like,
so he fought for you?
Yeah, he totally did. Oh, so what he did, this is the best story ever. He, like, invited my little sister, Kate. Yeah. So she was, like, in middle school at the time. And he's like, I would love to take you to Elitch's. So he wanted to take me and Kate to Elitch's. And I couldn't say no because Kate, who was Katie at the time, was so excited over the moon.
So
happy.
He asked her... So that you would have to, like,
and I would
chaperone.
Have to go.
Oh.
And so it was this whole day. And he, like, took us down there. Aww. And he, like, bought us everything. And we did, like, that slingshot, you know, thing.
Oh, that's yeah.
Like, and we were watching Kate go down this, like, I don't know, the slide that goes like a toilet and it like, plunges you, you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he, like, tried to give me a kiss. And anyways.
Tried? Did he succeed?
I think he gave me, like, a kiss on the cheek or something. And anyways, like, worked it all day until it was like, you know, he's a really nice guy. What do I even break up with him for? And, like, it totally worked. But he was just like, no, we're going to be together.
See, that's
and I
so
like
amazing.
That. Like, yeah. I think that is probably one of, like, my favorite when memories. I think back. Yeah. Because I'm like, that's how it should be. Like,
yeah.
Guys, what is going on?
Yeah. Usually, like, if people break up, well... If they break up for no reason, the guy will be like, oh, okay, well, on to the next.
Exactly.
Whereas back then, they'll be like, but what is the reasoning? Like, why? How can we fix it? What's going
on? Yeah, yeah.
Like, something like that. Now, that's totally different in different relationships. If it's a bad relationship, then, like, whatever. But, like,
sure.
If it's good and you just broke up because he moved to Windsor. Like... Yeah, that's true.
I guess I'll never forget that, like, feeling, like, so far away to me. And it wasn't at all. But in my mind, I was just like, I never see you. Oh, but part of that was he was working nights. So our schedules were really messed up. And then it was not convenient to get there. And so I think in my mind, I was just like,
it's too much work.
Too much work.
Yeah. And I guess, that's so different because everything here in Fort Collins and kind of just around this area is so close.
Yeah.
Like 25 minutes is pretty far.
Yeah.
Whereas me living in like LA-ish, Calabasas and Agora and Moore Park, all 30 minutes away, and you're like, I'll be there.
It was down the road. Because when we went for the hair show, your mom drove
all the way,
almost an hour and a half, 2 hours, to see you for lunch.
Yeah.
And we were like, your mom is the coolest.
Yeah.
Because she just came to the pizza kitchen and had some pizza with us, and then we were off and she went home.
Yeah.
And she wasn't too rattled by that hour. Was it an hour or was it two?
I feel like it was brought. Oh, her drive?
Yeah.
Oh, probably two, especially with the traffic. I mean, my mom loves me, so that was part of it. And that was so sweet. But yeah, people do that. Like, I would even do that here. I drive down and see Tommy.
You do, yeah.
Just for dinner or
because
like hanging out.
And it's kind of what you're used to.
Yeah.
And, like, me, if I go to Denver, I'm always like, should we spend the night?
And Denver's an hour away.
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes I think about that, but I just love my bed too much.
Uh-huh.
And then if I, like, really want to see my friend, I'm like, I'm going to make the effort, and then I'm going to show you that I care for you.
Yeah.
Because I'm spending this time. A lot of people these days do not see that, though.
They don't recognize what you're doing.
It's
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too bad.
So, I mean, I could talk about that. Yay, we only live like 10-15 minutes away, right? 10?
Down the street.
Yeah,
10 minutes, nothing. No big deal.
But I mean, I would even drive 5 hours to see my sister at least twice a year. Because she lives
in
Grand Junction.
Would she reciprocate and come see?
Oh, no.
No.
No. So I was like, I love you, I love you. And she's like, yeah.
Too long of a drive.
Too long, yeah. One time I went down there just to surprise my parents. So I drove 5 hours just to have dinner.
No.
And then come back.
No.
Yeah.
Did you have to come right back?
No, I just wanted to.
Oh, okay. That is crazy.
Yeah.
So. My parents lived in Pueblo for a while, and that's like three and a half. And he just, that's too far.
It's a schlep.
And my brother still lives there. And it's like, oh, I mean, I hate that drive.
Yeah.
And
that's what
FaceTime's for. I know. Or that train, if we get that super train.
Oh, you think that'll actually happen?
I mean, I don't know.
We're that'd be super cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be so cool, because then you could get there in like 15 minutes.
I highly doubt that.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
15 minutes?
Yes. Like, you could commute to, I think they were saying something like Texas in 2 hours. It's like, goes really fast. So, my question with that, what is it called? My question is it like a plane where you're just sitting and it's like, doo, 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 no big deal? Or is it like, and your face is like...
I'm sure it's like a plane.
I hope
or
so.
Or like, hopefully there's seats if
Can
it is
Can you
like
imagine? Like,
well, you should go to China. Don't they have it in China or something?
Yeah, and it's probably
it's like
just
bullet.
Like a regular thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A regular experience.
Like, you're all wind blown.
In my mind, it's like a suction, like...
You know, I could see it. But I don't think
it'd
be like
case,
that.
I don't think I would like that.
Even for
15 minutes. Yeah. I would want to put like a face shield on or something. Maybe they give you helmets.
Yeah, maybe. That'll be so great. Also, speaking of Texas,
yes,
now that you say that,
yes.
Okay, I've heard good things about Texas.
Yeah.
I've never been to
Texas.
So there's this guy I follow on Instagram. So he lives in Austin.
Okay.
And he's so, like, open with his following, and he's always, like, inviting people here, and he's like, if you're here, say hi to me, like, I'll show you around and all this stuff. And my best friend, Rebecca, who's living in California right now, she, like, desperately wants to move to Texas. And I was like, if you move, talk to this man. Like, he's so amazing. Hey,
is he just, like, workout guru? What is he?
He works out a lot, but he has a recipe book, and he makes all of these amazing cupcakes and frosting and
Pop
tarts, and they're like hardly any calories, and they're not full of sugar. Yeah, it's like, I haven't gotten his book yet, but like, just how he makes it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, they're amazing. And he's like really good with photography and everything.
Does he have like videos of him baking?
He shows you sometimes, but oh man, it's so good. But mainly why I follow him, which is a lot of the reason a lot of people follow him too, he posts on Insta stories every morning sending positive vibes. And like, it sounds so cheesy, but I think almost every morning because I watch that, I smile.
So what are his vibes? Like,
well, so he's just walking down the street and he's like, just saying like, today's going to be a great day. Just remember, like, a smile goes such a long way. The more you smile, the more somebody else is going to smile. So like, go and like, do good for other people and it'll come back to you. And like, just having somebody tell you that.
Yeah.
Like, of course people know that, but like, you forget.
Yeah.
And just to hear that every morning, and he's like, yeah, so like, smile. And I'm like, I'm gonna smile.
And then you always send those.
Then I send the snaps.
Tam is always like, happy Friday. It's a beautiful day to be alive. Look at the sun.
Yeah.
And so
like,
that's
just
probably
like so
inspired
hot.
From him.
It is.
So I should then send that vibe on. I feel like the vibe stops with me.
Oh, it stops with everyone.
7 in the morning.
Because it is 7 in the morning, everyone opens it and they're like, shut up. Because I'm like yelling into the phone. I'm
so
like,
you never get it back?
No.
I'm sorry for that. I should work on that.
It's okay. Mainly I've come to the point where I like send out the snap knowing I'm going to annoy people, and then like,
it's not annoying.
It makes me fun.
It's just that we're not there yet. It's like, maybe we haven't had enough coffee. You wake
for
up
sure.
early.
I do. Yes. Although I've been sleeping in so much lately.
Like, till what? 5:30?
Yeah. How did you know?
Oh, God.
That's like a big sleep.
5:30, that is too early for me.
And then, you know what I've been doing?
What?
I haven't been drinking coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
And I still have all that energy.
Because you have the tea now.
No. What tea?
Do you have caffeine?
No.
In your life? Oh, my gosh.
No.
I'm like, I keep looking at your coffee pot over there wondering why there's no coffee in it, because I need a cup right now.
Oh, I'll make some.
That's okay.
Are you sure?
But like, I need like a couple of cups, and then I wait and I drink my water and my tea or whatever, and then I need another cup of coffee. Like, that's kind of how I roll.
Oh,
about
my.
Three.
You should do a caffeine detox.
No. Why? That sounds terrible.
Just to give your body a rest.
But it's not bad for you to drink coffee. Coffee is good for you. It's full of antioxidants and it boosts your metabolism.
No, it is good for you, and there are benefits, but also your body naturally makes all of these stimulants. I mean, how do you think I'm like on cloud 9 all the time? I don't know. It's just in me, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it's just in you.
Yeah.
I might not be in me.
Somebody said something. No, it's in you.
I
believe in you. Somebody said something about your natural hormones and everything during the morning, like exactly when you're about to drink your coffee, they're at their highest.
Okay.
To give you that same kind of stimulant.
Okay.
And so by drinking the coffee, we're like not letting our body do the works. I don't know. That's really bad.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like,
so
just,
I'm like,
what
oh.
if it doesn't? And then I'm tired. Like, what if my hormones
do the since work? You have been drinking coffee and rely on it, you're going to be so tired for probably 3 days.
3 days. Okay.
But then maybe on the fourth day, you are going to have so much energy.
Okay.
But maybe try it. No,
so I just
not
feel
right
like
now.
It's so good for you.
Coffee?
Coffee.
Oh. yeah.
I love coffee. So
I really
when
do.
When we went
I,
on
yeah.
our like ski trip,
yeah.
we stayed with 6 families in one roof and one coffee pot, right? So that is a lot of
like a small
that's
one
a lot
like
of
mine?
Adults. Yeah, no, but just one.
Yeah, and that really doesn't go far because it's only like 12 cups, but you
right.
know, you drink at least 3 or 4.
Right. So
it's
need...
only 3 people.
Yeah, not good. So I was like standing by the coffee. The other part of this coffee pot was it was so slow. And I like set my coffee to wait to like be ready when I wake up.
The first one.
At night. I set it, and when I wake up, I smell it. If I wake up at 6, I give myself 10 minutes before I get out of bed to make sure my coffee is ready. Like, yes.
You got it down.
I have it down. And that is, like, what I want to do when I wake up is drink my coffee. And then I would, like, wake up, and this coffee pot was so slow.
And you're, like, mad at it already because you don't have your coffee.
So, standing by it. So, a couple of times, I did this thing where I, like, pulled the carafe out, and I put the cup, because it wouldn't stop. It was not an automatic stop when you pull the cup.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
So, I put the coffee cup under so it didn't burn, and then I would pour what I could into my cup. It was, like, I ended up making such a mess.
I can see it now. You're like, just give me my coffee. It would have been faster to leave, go grab a coffee.
I should have. Or just, like, just chill out and sit on the couch for a few minutes.
Yeah, like, enjoy where you were. Where did you say you were?
In Winter Park. It was so fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I am, like, I like my coffee. I can't wait. I don't want to wait. I just want to have it when I wake up.
So, such a good segue right here before... It's already been 50 minutes, so maybe we can wrap it up after this. But my friend, Shelby, she texted me out of the blue. We used to, she lives in California, we used to work together. She texted me and she says, how do you have the motivation to wake up in the morning and get to the gym?
Yeah.
Because I go at like 4. And so what I had told her was that, like, I wake up. And I don't want to go just as much as you. But, like, knowing that I'm going to go and I'm going to feel so much better after, like, was a huge one. But also what I told her was that I would get excited that I got to go to the gym and then come back to coffee.
Coffee.
Like, coffee was a big one because I would go to the gym and I'm like, if I get this done, I get to go drink my coffee.
But see, I don't think that I could go without my coffee. Like, to me, that just sounds miserable.
Yeah, it's hard. Because I would try and eat before, but then it would take too long. And then I'm like, well, I'm already sitting here. I might as well just stay here. Yeah. So I just go. I wake up and go.
Yeah. When I ran, I like to reference that time in my life.
How long ago was that?
My daughter.
So at least 3 years ago.
And it was a very short amount of time that I did. But I do remember... feeling so good during the day. And no, like... After running. And I would run in the morning, and it wasn't, like, a lot. I didn't, like, kill myself.
Just to get your body moving. Your body will love you.
And I felt so good. And I was completely addicted to it.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't, like, every day, and even if it was just for 20 minutes, a lot of times that's all it was.
And that's the thing. Like, you don't have to, like, be like, okay, Monday I'm going to start and I'm going to go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Because you will burn out. Mm-hmm. Like, pick maybe 2 days out of the week that you're going to wake up. And then lay out your clothes. Like, I always pick out the perfect pair of socks. And
perfect?
I'm weird about my socks.
Yeah.
It depends on what shoe I'm wearing and the day.
At 4 in the morning.
Well, I do it the night before. Okay. So I've laid out my clothes, I got my socks, I got my shoes all ready. And then, like, when that alarm goes off, I let it snooze once.
Okay.
Sometimes not even at all.
Okay.
And then, like, you just have to get out of bed. That's the hardest part. But, or, like, usually put your alarm, like, across the room, so you have to get out of bed.
Yeah, that time is coming for me. I'm gonna do it.
You have to have a greater motivation than to just... lose weight, I think.
Yeah, and like, I am not, like, one to focus on losing weight and, like, to be obsessed with it, but I also, whatever, like, I do want to. Like, I'm not overly concerned, but I still, you know.
What about the endorphins?
Right, yeah, and then
you could be as happy as me.
I'll make my own caffeine.
Yeah.
In my body.
Yeah. Or just, like, yeah, drink it after.
Well, yeah.
Or before, I don't know, or during.
Or maybe iced coffee, because if you're hot after running, I don't think I would really want a hot cup of coffee.
That's true.
But I just need to do it. I'm going to just do it.
Yeah, but whatever fits in your schedule. Like, if that's not waking up because you have, like, 2 kids and you have to, like, do stuff in the morning, do it at lunch or between clients.
Yeah,
like, go on a walk.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I can't go back to the salon with my...
Just go on a walk.
Yeah, I just need to, I'll work it in my schedule somehow. Most of the time, for me, I think the morning would be about it. Because once the day starts, I tell you what.
It's true. Anything can happen.
Oh, my gosh. With kids, it's crazy. And then working, and you're just like, oh, my gosh. Now I have to put them down. And by the time you put them down,
you're exhausted.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
There's no way. Like, yeah. I've never been one, even when before Phoebe and Wes was a little bit older. I was still not one to want to work out at night.
Yeah, me either. Like, once it gets dark,
yeah.
Bedtime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, chill out, you know?
Yeah.
Sit by the fire pit or sit outside or work in my garden.
Yeah.
You know, do
or
something.
Hot tub.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think takeaway,
homework for the week will be, ooh, we should give ourselves homework
for
the week.
Try to move as, like, you're wanting results to feel better and feel happier.
All right. I'm going to do at least 2 days of working out this week.
Yeah.
But I'm going to shoot for more than that, but two sounds like,
two is good.
Two is good. What good should I give you as homework? I should have thought about this.
Gosh, I don't know. I would say try and
2 days off.
Just kidding. 2 days off. I did take two days off. No, I didn't.
Veggies. Do you have a little space with sun outside your door? You could put a pot up.
If I unplant those.
What?
I don't know, whatever that bush is right there.
No, that probably would be frowned upon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, I'll have to think about that.
Okay. And then what about for our listeners? Let's have you guys try and spread some positive vibes.
Yes.
Maybe walk around with a smile or send out a Snapchat or, like, put something goofy out into the world.
Yeah.
And just be happy.
So, I got a Twitter. Remember I told you?
Yeah.
Yes. And that's what you come in handy for. You can, like, help me to understand it.
I need to research that. I do not know what Twitter is.
So I think you just, like, put things out into the world, like what you're saying. I feel like you would probably really like it. I feel like it would suit you.
Okay.
So maybe I'll tweet something.
Yeah. Okay. So I am on Instagram at T Pickman.
Mm-hmm.
And you are?
Steph's Cuts and Colors on Instagram.
And then what's your Twitter?
Oh, what is it?
I don't know.
Okay, I've not even tweeted one thing. Let's see. I did.
Yeah, we want interaction. We want positivity. We want questions, comments, critiques.
Yeah.
Anything.
Oh, Stephanie Wells at SCB Wells.
Okay.
I should probably change that.
Yeah.
That's my homework for the week.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. This was a fun one.
Have a good week. We'll see you next Monday.
Have a great week.